Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. We can take a few more calls on this, and then I do want to get on to other things. There was what apparently would have been a horrific, unthinkable attack in a small Minnesota town on two schools. Police, quite frankly, got lucky and thwarted it. The kid wanted to kill as many other kids as he could before a SWAT team took him out. He had a plan to start a grass fire in a field to distract first responders. I mean, this was frightening in the way the kid had calculated this. And he had pressure cooker bombs, and he had test detonated bombs. This was just going to be at an unthinkable level. And he apparently, and this is interesting too, apparently was acting alone. And the question I'm asking, obviously all the obsession is going to be on the method of destruction he would have used. What I'm asking is, why are we producing kids in this way? Now, Mariah, just before the news, touched on something I think is pretty big. We have become a society that has tried to protect our kids from everything. And I'll admit, even I have been guilty of that at times. And then kids aren't prepared for anything because you can't protect them to the level that you wish you could. I think that's a factor. I think medication might be a factor. I think it's something to be researched. But I think society has to stop obsessing on the guns and start researching all of these variables, these confluence of things that exist that are producing more and more kids. And even those of us on the right have to stop denying that we are producing more of these kids. I think some are in denial because the gun gets blamed, so they want to pretend there isn't a problem. What we need to do is refocus on the problem. To Joe and DePere. Joe, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. You know, the drugs, I don't think it's all the drugs' fault. And the main thing is I think it's a lack of discipline at home. I mean, I go out and I see young couples with kids. They don't have chores anymore. They come home and they look at the Internet. They're in the house on the Internet. I mean, and as far as, you know, guns, if you have money, you can buy guns anywhere. I don't care what anybody says. And you can look up on the Internet how to make a bomb. But these kids don't have a discipline at home. I mean, don't have chores. Don't do like I did when I was younger and you were younger. You had a set of chores to do, and if you didn't do them, boy, oh, boy, the hand of Dad would be on my butt. You know.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call, Joe. Here's what I would say about that. You know, then you could also turn it around, and some of these kids maybe come from a strict home. I don't know. Callers, I think, have brought up very valid possible variables. But I think there are so many things going on in society today. I could throw a bunch of them at you. The instant gratification. The digital world has got us to where we should have everything in our lives. Kids are being overwhelmed. Maybe it is medicating kids when they are young. Maybe it is parental. I don't know. But rather than obsess on the guns, sadly, and this is sad, sadly, we now have a database of kids who have done this. A substantial database of kids. And what we need to start doing is a lot more psychological profiling of kids who have done this and kids who are thwarted in doing this. And I know we're not going to be able to stop everyone, but the more we study that, the more we focus on the motive, the motivation, and not the method, then we can start really looking at this and getting a little more predictive about it. And one of the things I do think is important, and this kid now, and I understand kids don't always stand out. This kid, while shy, did not appear to stand out. You can't suddenly now stigmatize every shy kid. I was painfully shy as a child, even into high school. Others are. That doesn't mean they're going to act out. So I understand that danger, and I think it is that danger that has society wanting to be careful, or not even just society, but those in the education establishment, those who would deal with these type of students, that they don't want to stigmatize every kid that has maybe one or two indicators. That's fair. But we do need, I think, and I will use this word, we do need to start creating a profile of these kids, a profile of, you know, going back to Columbine and every school shooting you can think of. I think it is time to do that and stop obsessing over the way that they're doing it. Get away from the way and to the why, not from the method to the motive. Those are the things that we have to start dealing with, or we're going to see these again and again and again. And not only does that allow us to identify the kids that are doing this, but it also allows us to maybe deal with these societal issues. Jason says, I think we just need to make sure the schools start offering more services to kids in general. Well, yes. But at a moment before it's too late. And the reality is, Jason, you remember what it was like to be a teenager. It's hard to talk about these things. You know, before they get to critical mass, like this kid obviously did, you feel it's your fault. You feel something's wrong with you. And I don't know. All right, one more call on this, Jason, and then we're on to other things. Clayton in Green Bay. Clayton, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Robert Bork hit it on the head in one of his books I was reading. They talked that every generation of kids is a vertical invasion of barbarians, and society has to civilize them. In the last 30, 40 years, and it's picking up pace, we've got to the point where you tell kids they're nothing but evolved animals. You tell them that people, you know, those crazy Christians and Jews with their big boogeyman in the sky, that's a crazy talk. You know, and you can't spank the kids. So it's terrible. You don't spank them anymore. And the barbarians are not getting civilized anymore.
Clayton, thanks a lot for the call. And all of the things that Clayton just mentioned are true. And the reality is we can't put all of those genies back in all of those bottles. I mean, that's just true. It is what it is. So that being the case, we're going to have to figure out how to deal with this. All right. I am in Milwaukee for the state Republican convention, and there are a lot of issues related to the state Republican convention. So let's get to some of those in 3 minutes, shall we? It's 9:43.
The Jerry Bader Show.